Coming up this hour, Lou continues to take your calls live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. And with Thanksgiving on the horizon, we're all starting to think about the turkey and that turkey comatose we'll be in Thursday night. But as we know, not everyone is that fortunate. Food insecurities are continuing to rise in Northern Illinois. That's why the Northern Illinois Food Bank is doing everything they can to help. They are amazing. And Lou is talking to their president just after 8:30 about ways you can help too. So stick around. This hour.
I appreciate the phone call. Hey, I just want to set this up. You know, we're all going to be together for Thanksgiving this Thursday. Can't wait. It's a great holiday. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. After the news, I'm going to talk with Julie Yurko, who is the president and CEO of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. It is an amazing organization, and the work that they do is just unbelievable, and the need just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I hope you'll stick around and listen to this conversation. And if you can help, please do. Welcome back to House Smart Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. Now we are on the cusp of Thanksgiving, and that means, you know, getting together and cooking turkeys and having a good time. And there's a lot of families in the Chicagoland area, really across the country, who are food insecure. And here in Illinois, the Northern Illinois Food Bank, it has been around for a very long time. I've got some statistics here. Last year, the Northern Illinois Food Bank provided 90 million meals to neighbors throughout suburban and rural Northern Illinois, which is a 10% increase from the prior year. But the pantries are still asking for more food to meet the growing demand. Today, the food bank is serving, on average, 570,000 neighbors monthly. Think about that. That's double the pandemic level. Joining me on the phone line is Julie Yurko, president and CEO of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Julie, welcome to House Smarts Radio. It is always nice to speak with you.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you so much for having me.
Those are some staggering numbers to think about how many people are food insecure and how many people need help, specifically from the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
It is. It is. Lou, most recently I was talking with some of our agencies, the food pantries, to whom we provide fresh, nutritious groceries to distribute out to our families. Hmm. And the food pantry president said to me, he said, the demand right now is terrifying. The number of people coming and asking for help is so high. And the reason it's terrifying for us is because we want to provide fresh, nutritious, wonderful groceries. We want to provide holiday meal boxes. We want to provide a wonderful experience for neighbors. And we want to do that at the highest level. And we're worried about keeping up right now during the holiday season.
You know, it's when you hear the news and you whatever, the economy and jobs and this kind of stuff. I mean, there are so many reasons why people are insecure when it comes to food. And the food bank, I know you folks have been around how long now?
We celebrated our 40th anniversary last year.
Wow.
We were founded by Sister Rosemary Burian in 1983, and we have grown from distributing a few thousand pounds of food every year to over 100 million pounds this past year.
Wow. And where does most of your food that is in your warehouses that your volunteers are packaging and shipping, where does most of that come from?
Most of it is given to us. I say all the time that the food bank operates on the goodness of others. So of the 100 million pounds of food we touched last year, over 60 million was given to us from retailers and manufacturers. So there are so many great brands out there that if there is something slightly wrong, maybe the carrots are cut wrong in that can of carrots that you're buying from Del Monte, they'll donate them to us.
Right.
Or when you're at your local grocer and, you know, the apple is bruised and so no one buys it, they'll take that and put it aside and we'll come and pick that up and we'll get that out to our neighbors. So it's still very good food, safe food, but it's given to us and we're able to get that out to families.
I mean, it sounds like it is just a never-ending process, right? Going to pick stuff up, and here's the donations, take this, bring it back, put it together. I know that you rely on an amazing staff, of which you are one of them, but you also have an amazing group of volunteers.
We sure do. Over 20,000 unique individuals come and volunteer with us every year. We have four distribution centers across Chicagoland: Geneva, Illinois, Lake Forest, Joliet, and Rockford. We have shifts 6 days a week where folks can come in and sort, repack, inspect food for us. 1,000 spots every week. So yes, wonderful volunteers come in. They add to our 175 headcount at the food bank. They add another 70 positions for us.
Wow. I know you said the need is, you know, great all the time, and as the one agency said, almost terrifying, the need. But with the holidays approaching, one of the programs you do is those holiday meal boxes. Talk a little bit about that and how people can get involved or help.
Yes. So the holiday meal box is, the holiday meal box program is turning 25 years this year. And what it is it is a program where we put together boxes that weigh about 15 pounds. They include all of the traditional holiday meal trimmings: stuffing, gravy, vegetables, even desserts, coffee, cocoa. And then we pair them with either a full turkey, a turkey breast, or a ham based on what the family would like. And we get those out to our food pantry, soup kitchens, and shelters, but also out through our senior, kid, and family programs.
Wow.
And the goal of the program is to make sure everybody can sit down around the table during these wonderful holiday times that can also add stress, especially to your pocketbook. We want to make sure everyone can have that joy, whether it's the Thanksgiving or any of the winter holidays.
Wow, that's great. That, I mean, and I would imagine that, that holiday meal program just gets bigger and bigger every year.
It sure does, and this year it's 50,000 holiday meal boxes that we are distributing.
Wow, that's incredible. Talk to me about the day-to-day at the food bank. In other words, you know, do you operate out of one facility, multiple facilities? What does that look like?
Sure. We have our four distribution centers. And so we do have a headquarters facility in Geneva, Illinois. It's about 150,000 square feet. And we use the other three centers as not only volunteer hubs, but places where agencies can pick up food and we can welcome communities in to help us with our work. You know, the day-to-day here primarily is we're a food distributor. So in addition to donated food, we bring in government food. We purchase about $16 million worth of food every year that we get out through our network. And agencies will order the food and we'll deliver it to them. We have over 30 trucks on the road every day.
Wow.
But about 20% of our work is we go into communities where there may not be enough food pantries. And we have set up our own food pantry in Rockford. We support school-based food pantries at places like Northern Illinois University or at hospitals in Kankakee. We have a mobile food pantry program. We have an online pantry program called MyPantryExpress.org, where anyone can go online and choose groceries that they would like to pick up or have delivered for free by DoorDash. And then we have specific programs for seniors and kids. So we're a food distribution company. We are also a direct-to-family provider of meals. But overall, what we're really all about is seeing those who may be at a challenging moment in their lives, saying, you matter, we care about you, we love you, and we're going to help you get through this tough time.
So well said. And I always enjoy speaking with you because you're very passionate about your mission there at the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And you can hear it in your voice. And I know that the volunteers and the staff share in that mission as well. People listening maybe want to help. I know you'll always take money because you said you have to buy a lot of food. But how can people get involved to help?
Absolutely. So, yes, we would love if folks are able to consider making an investment in the food bank. 96% of our resources go directly to programs to feed neighbors and empower them to thrive. Right now, we have a matching gift, $300,000. Someone will match if it's given to us throughout the holiday season. So that means if you give us a dollar today, we can distribute $8 worth of groceries, but with the match, we could actually do $16 worth of groceries for just $1. So we would love an investment in our work if you're able. If you have time, come and volunteer with us. I mentioned the four centers. I mentioned 1,000 spots every week. Please consider coming to volunteer with us. The time where we really need your help is January through March. We have lots of volunteers who want to help during the holidays, and then someone turns off the spigot,
right?
And we don't have enough volunteers, so we would love that. And then we'd love for you to spread the word that hunger is real and that if someone needs some help, to please come to us. You can learn about all of that at solvehungertoday.org or by giving us a call at 630-443-6910.
Julie Yurko is the president and CEO of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. What amazing work you're doing and your whole staff and all those volunteers. I hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving and all the blessings to keep it all going.
Thank you so much, Lou. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
My thanks to Julie Yurko over at Northern Illinois Food Bank. Check that out. See what you can do to help out. They need volunteers. January to March is when they really need them. So put that on your New Year's resolution to go out there and give them a hand. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-45.